When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thursday, April 18th, you're listening to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm Bradley Trainer in for Jason this week, along, of course, with Alexis Thompson and Dawn McClain. And we have a special treat for you guys.
We do!
Live in the studio. And for this occasion, Alexis has already donned a cape.
Is she getting her haircut over there?
I know. It's totally.
Jillian made me a special cape. I'm so excited.
So tell us about
it. Yes. Okay. So today's a special day, April 18th. It's Give Out Day. It's the only national day of giving for the LGBTQ community. And Jeffrey, how many years have we been involved with
you guys? I think this is your fourth.
Fourth year.
At least.
Yes.
So yes.
We're talking about the Arise Project through United Way. And Jeffrey, wow, you've done a wonderful job. Well, first let me introduce Jeffrey Morse.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. And we have Jillian.
Hello.
And Jillian?
Hiscock.
Okay. And sorry, I was going to say Hillscock.
Just
that's
as dirty
not right.
as it sounds.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, am I right there?
Oh, I like her.
I didn't think we were going to go there, yeah. But since you went there.
It's LGBTQ day.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And you guys just do a great job of getting the word out about the Arise Project. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and how we're involved?
Sure. So My Talk and Alexis have been champions of Give Out Day for a few years in a row. This is one day per year where LGBTQ nonprofits across the country rally and get messaging out through social media, through champions. We like to call them givenators. So Alexis is a givenator today. And we are working to raise funds to end homelessness here in the Twin Cities, specifically for LGBTQ homeless youth, because 40% of homeless young people here in the Twin Cities identify as LGBTQ.
It's a population that probably, you know, has to deal with this issue maybe more percentage-wise than the average population for a number of reasons, right? So it's one that people probably overlook.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, you know, like myself, my coming out story was pretty easy. I had a pretty welcoming family, but not, a lot of students don't have that experience. Yeah. A lot of youth don't have that experience. And so they find themselves on the street. And that's where the Arise Project and all of our amazing partner agencies come in and really support our youth in getting the services they need.
Now, it's a sad statistic, but that number has increased, hasn't it?
Yes. Now, great work is being done. So, for example, Minnesota has nearly erased veterans homelessness. We're very close to achieving that.
That's awesome.
So we're making really good progress. Yeah. And on a brighter note, you know, I want to take a quick poll here. Raise your hand if you think Minnesota is a good place to live. Well, keep both your hands on the wheel if you're driving.
Yeah. Okay. Hands in the air.
Yeah. And raise your hand if you think we have good schools.
Yes. Right?
Or a healthy corporate culture.
Yes.
So if you're a Minnesotan who is living a stable life and thinks this is a great place to live, we want you to share that. We want you to pass that along to others in the state because there are disparities. We know that people of color here in Minnesota are 6 times more likely to experience homelessness overall. And that's the type of thing that we want people to be aware of today, that yes, Minnesota is great, and a lot of us feel that every day. We want you to share that, if you feel that way, by making a donation today.
So what kinds of things will a donation help fund? So helping solve the problems that you've laid out, the issues that we still have to deal with, how does, you know, a contribution actually help the solution?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we work with amazing partner agencies. So I mentioned, like, we have places like Youth Link that we work with, and The Link, Avenues for Homeless Youth. And the donations that we get today get to go directly back into those agencies. So the one that's pretty high profile right now is that during the polar vortex, Youth Link was able to keep their center open for 24 hours.
Awesome.
We helped fund some of the drop-in center that youth were able to use during that polar vortex and insane time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we work directly with agencies, and then we also are able to kind of maximize that impact with the power of the United Way behind us.
Mm-hmm. And we consider that a play for equity. We're empowering these agencies to kind of do some work they might never have done before or that no one else might fund because it's so new. Folks might not know that when nonprofits are looking for funding, oftentimes funders want that to be a proven program. Something that's been going on, something that they can really point to and have a track record. We say, what audiences or populations or individuals do you want to affect? and where aren't you getting that funding? And we're going to fill that gap. And one area we realized was with specific populations like LGBTQ youth, and agencies might create a support group. Mm-hmm. They might do street outreach. Mm-hmm. They might hire someone to train their staff or bring in a resource to make their whole organization more inclusive. So it can run the gamut, mm-hmm. and we're trying to work and be flexible, as flexible as possible with our funding.
So an individual that finds themselves homeless because maybe mom and dad don't agree with lifestyle, and what happens then? They come to you at the Arise Project, and what kind of services are available to them to change their lives?
Sure. So they come to our partner agencies, and they might arrive because they did a Google search, mm-hmm. and were looking for emergency housing. Maybe they need a place to stay for an evening.
Yeah.
Maybe they receive some outreach out on the street. And they might have a young person come up to them and say, hey, if you're in need of services, come on over to YouthLink. Then they might join a support group.
Yeah.
From there, they might get connected to a case manager who can really help them kind of look at all the needs that they have in their life. And that's what we're trying to empower.
Yeah, some of the agencies.
Stories.
Yeah, some of the agencies have things like even just places where students can come in, youth can come in and like wash their laundry,
yes.
and like get a warm mm-hmm. meal and like take a shower. And depending on how long some of these youth have been out in the street, that might be like the thing that keeps them, you know, having hope in terms of looking forward to their future.
Yeah. Well, and if you guys just joined us, we're very lucky to have special guests in the studio talking about a very important project, the Arise Project, that helps get money to the right places to help the right people that maybe don't get seen every day. And what I love about this is that it's helping. So it seems like a really big complex problem, right? If you say youth homelessness mm-hmm. or LGBTQ homelessness, but when you talk about things like, you know, washing laundry mm-hmm. and being able to just do the things, I don't think people think about like what homelessness might actually mean. You know, they think it looks like something very specific. Mm-hmm. It looks like a person who maybe, you know, they've got their own idea of it. But what you're helping do is maybe break it down so that it seems much more manageable, so that you can actually think, oh, if I do make a contribution, it's actually going to help somebody who currently needs, you know, some very basic day-to-day services.
Absolutely. And particularly for the Arise, like it stays here local. You know, like I think the other thing, the statistic that always kind of blows my mind is I was really involved in the Vote No campaign, which I'm sure a lot of Minnesotans were back in 2012 for marriage equality. And that funding has actually decreased mm-hmm. since the Vote No campaign.
Oh, people think GLB. The problems are
right.
over.
Right. Exactly.
No more problems.
The days can marry. We're good.
Yep.
Not true.
Yep.
So I think that's
which we're about to soon. Congrats
on your engagement.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes. Okay. So it's all going to local folks who need the help. As simple as $10. What can $10, how can that impact what you guys are doing?
$10 is huge. We can really amplify that gift. So our whole goal is to combine those donations mm-hmm. and create more grants. So the more we raise today, the more individual agencies we can support. We support about 6 agencies per year. They need between $10,000 and $40,000 each through our grant program to hire a caseworker or to create programming or to build more inclusivity into their whole organization. So we're talking about small donations from everyone matter in a huge way, and your money will be put to use with everyone else at the same time. And so it's really a joint effort. It's really a collective effort. Mm-hmm. And awesome volunteers and champions like Jillian get to help United Way decide where that funding goes. So Jillian actually oversees an RFP process with us alongside our grant-making experts. And so that's key for people to know, too, that other LGBTQ donors and allies are helping United Way decide where that funding goes.
So it really gets to the people who need it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So Jillian, Jeff, how do people get, give the most on Give Out Day 2019 today?
Well, Alexis will have certainly posts on social media.
Yes. Yep. We're posting that out. Also, mytalk1071.com in the carousel and also on our show page too. So just click on Jason and Alexis. We'll have links there.
Perfect.
And you can easily make a donation. Of course, it's through GiveMN, right? So
it's a similar effort.
So it's a national effort.
Yeah. I like to call it Give to the Max Day with more rainbows and unicorns.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't want more rainbows and unicorns?
That's
we all
right.
need more rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, and check out our social media throughout the day. Simply look for Arise Prize Project on Facebook and United Way Twin Cities on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll be out all day making videos and having fun. So join us there on social too.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, make your donation. Please help. They do a wonderful job. And
thank you to Alexis.
Yes. Thank you guys. Alexis Bradley. This means the world to us.
You need to get pictures out of that immediately of your brand new cape.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, my crafty friend. Oh, and just what you guys do, you really are changing lives in the Twin Cities. And if you know someone who might have found themselves homeless in a place where they don't have a place to go, their family is not supportive, please look into the Arise Project, because you guys really, you say what you do and you do it. You're out there doing it. So yeah.
If you do it, like actually, if somebody says, I need services or I know someone who does, what do you tell them to do?
You know, the best immediate way to help someone is to dial United Way's 211 hotline. Perfect. 211 is a hotline that United Way runs throughout the country. So we in the Twin Cities operate the local 211 line, and that is an immediate connection to all sorts of services. Awesome. 211 is a huge access point. So that's a great place to start.
Perfect.
Awesome. We love you guys.